as Mr. Sanders, 78, returned to Vermont, where he voted Tuesday morning. His allies acknowledged that they had been caught off guard by the swiftness with which Mr. Biden's former adversaries had locked arms to oppose Mr. Sanders' campaign. They argued that Mr. Sanders was still far better equipped financially and in his campaign organization than Mr. Biden to compete for the nomination over a long primary race. And they vowed to highlight to voters the sharp differences in their agendas. With their long tradition of elevating moderate Democrats, Virginia and North Carolina were fertile to terrain for Mr. Biden. He got a lift from his triumph in nearby South Carolina, a state many Super Tuesday voters were watching to see whether Mr. Biden could recover from his early struggles and then won a series of endorsements from party leaders, including many in Virginia. His advantage only grew after Ms. Klobuchar and Mr. Buttigieg, who were competing for some of the same voters, withdrew from the race and gave their support to Mr. Biden. Mr. Bloomberg had poured millions of dollars from his personal fortune into TV ads in the two states and made repeated appearances in both, with his advisors holding out the most hope in North Carolina. And while he has been more focused on liberal states, Mr. Sanders made multiple stops in Virginia and North Carolina in the weeks after the New Hampshire primary last month. The Democratic campaign barreled into Super Tuesday in a state of extraordinary flux as a loose alliance of party leaders, elected officials, and centrist voting blocs seemed to fall in behind Mr. Biden since his weekend triumph in South Carolina. On Monday night, Mr. Biden made appearances in Texas with three former rivals, Ms. Klobuchar, Mr. Buttigieg, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke, who are now supporting his candidacy, while Mr. Sanders rallied supporters in Minnesota in an effort to capture Ms. Klobuchar's home state. Few presidential candidates have endured the political roller coaster Mr. Biden has found himself riding in recent weeks after finishing a distant fourth in Iowa and then coming in fifth in New Hampshire. He was short on money, in danger of losing support to Mr. Bloomberg, and facing a do-or-die primary in South Carolina.